God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. How? Hey, to establish a foundation today for the message, would you open your Bibles with me to Psalms chapter 102? Psalms 102. When we get there, say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse number 25. The psalmist says, of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. You know, one of the things the Lord was posing, the question I ask you, what do you see when you see eternity? When you think of the word eternal, or the word never ending, or the word that continues to stand, what comes to your heart or your mind? Do you have something you want to say? Forever. So if we're serving a kingdom that's forever, yes. Spit it out. Yeah. Never ending. So, when you get this in mind, the reason I want to establish this, when you get this mind of eternal thinking, and that you serve a kingdom that's never ending, whatever you're facing and going through, no more, whatever you're facing and you're going through is just temporary. Okay? And with this mindset, if you keep it in your heart and mind that you serve an eternal God, and we go through temporary circumstances and situations of this earth, it keeps us strong, recognizing that eternity is forever and God never changes. Amen? So that's where our stability comes. So with that in mind, open your Bibles with me to Hebrews chapter 12 for our text today. Hebrews 12. Verse 25. When I was praying, the Lord spoke this morning about the things that are shaking, that God's a jealous God. He's a judging God, but he's also a justifying God. Amen. And as things are shaking, there's some things that stand strong, our faith and our trust in him. And so he says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 25, he says, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not earth only, but also heaven. And this word yet once more signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of the things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. The title of this morning's message with the help of the Lord is Shaken But Standing. We're going to look at the solidity, the service, and the sanctity. Let's ask God's blessing. Let's lift our word together and come into agreement today. Can we speak together and say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. So, Father, we're thankful, Father God, today for your word. And, Lord, I pray again today, Father God, that you speak through me, Father God. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room and on the website, Father God. Lord Jesus, I pray that you minister to our hearts and our lives. And we're living in a season and a time right now in a world and a nation that things are shaking all around us. But in the midst of this shaking, we have stability. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So, Father God, we thank you that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, we'll glorify you and our weakness that your power may rest upon us. So, Lord, I say today, have your way in this atmosphere. Have your way in every heart and every life. And when everything is said and done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto you. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity that we have today to grow closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, when I was looking at first when we have a kingdom that will not be moved, and I was thinking about the solidity that is defined as the state of being strong, amen, that it's like having something that has deep roots that even though the winds of adversity blow, it stands strong, amen. And when we're looking at the kingdom we serve, in Daniel chapter 7, the prophet Daniel was given a vision of this kingdom. Of this kingdom in Daniel 7, verse number 13. The prophet Daniel said this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that shall not be destroyed. Look at the one next to you and say, through Jesus Christ, we're part of an eternal kingdom. Amen. Amen. So the Lord wants to establish if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, God wants to strengthen our faith today, recognizing our strength comes from the one we serve, and the one we serve is solid and strong. Amen. We serve a great big God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I ask or even think. Amen. Sometimes we put him in a box, and there isn't no box that fills the God that fills the whole universe. Amen. The world would want you to put him in a box, and the world would want you to say there's some type of formula. Yeah, you do this formula and it works. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God, he's looking upon your heart. And when your heart is seeking and searching after him, he'll meet you right where he's at. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you, that he will always be as close as the call of his name. Amen. I don't know about you, but that encourages me because I see things that are shaking and things that are moving. But he says the things that are shaking and the things that are moving are solidifying or making stronger the things that remain. Hallelujah. So when he showed me that, he reminded me in Matthew chapter 16 when the Simon, the son of Jonah, Jesus said, well, who do man say that I am? And some said that thou art John the Baptist and Elias or Jeremias or one of the prophets in verse number 14 of Matthew 16, excuse me. And he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jona. Bar means son of Jonah. For flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but by my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. On what? On the revelation of Christ. And what comes with it? I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Not only did Daniel have a vision of this kingdom, but this kingdom became manifested to the disciples by God in the flesh being amongst them. And when they had revelation and understanding of the one they were serving, they had great power. That because they were given the kingdom of heaven, and whatever they unlocked was open, and whatever they locked was shut. Amen. So you have power to open things up, and you also have power to close things. Amen. God wants you to recognize who you are in Christ Jesus. Look to the one next to you and say, you're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, who gives you strength. God wants you and I to know that we serve an eternal kingdom that is strong. Amen. No matter what this world is saying and no matter what's happening, this same Peter, the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 11. The Word of God says, For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly, and to the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I was reminded that we have an open heaven. We have the keys to the kingdom of God. I was at the park yesterday. You know, I visit the park often, and there's a doctor friend of mine that he's a traveling doctor, and he travels to different hospitals. And he had some problems with his leg, and he was having problems walking. And he said something, but I didn't really hear it until I was further running. And then I really started taking authority. He says, the reason I told you is because you have a direct connect with heaven. Our direct connect with heaven is Jesus Christ. See, it's all about Jesus. Amen? It's all about what he has accomplished and what Jesus has done. And because of that, Daniel's vision was manifested in front of Peter, and then Peter spoke it to you and I through the apostled word of God. Because all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So the Father first says to us that we have to recognize that the kingdom, it's a solidity of the kingdom, it's a strong kingdom. Amen. There's nothing stronger than the kingdom we serve. Amen. One of the things he says to me, and one thing that he reminds me of, the Holy Spirit just reminded me of, he says, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but these my words will remain the same. Amen. There's something in the midst of chaos and adversity that we can hold on to. Amen. I don't know about you, but it's at times when my faith is being shaken, I need something to hold on to. Hello? Am I by myself? Is there anyone else? Is your faith being shaken? Are things happening in your life? Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your own well-being. Maybe it's in your workplace. Maybe it's in your circumstances. But things are shaking all around you. God wants you to know that his strength is there for you, and that he paid the price for you, and he's there, and you have the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and you have the power to take authority over whatever is coming against you. Amen. One of the things the Father says is many of my children lack the faith to believe me at my word that they had power to take dominion over every work of the adversary. Come on. If we say greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. I've got to recognize the Spirit of God that's in me is greater than the adversity I'm facing. And if his word declares to me every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus, if it has a name, it must bow. So I take authority over that name. I bind that name. I curse that name. I send that name back to the pits of hell where it belongs. Hallelujah. So he says along with this, as we're with the solidity, second comes the service. And the Lord was speaking to my heart of the state of serving him. Many times we talk to you about serving others, but God wants us to understand how to serve him. And when we learn how to serve him, we're able to serve others better. Amen. So with me, go with me to Exodus chapter 23. Recognize with me, let's go back here a minute. Recognize that the law wasn't abolished in Christ Jesus. He's the fulfillment of it. Recognize in the Old Testament, they sacrificed animals. Jesus became our one-time sacrifice. Okay? He's the God from Genesis to Revelations. It's all valuable and it's all important. So we're to abide by his word. He says, if you abide in my word, and my word abides in you. Amen. So in Exodus chapter 23, verse number 24, thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. And in other words, we're in this world, we're not of this world. And that's why, I'm going to say this, I have to continually say this. We are not battling with people. If we put a face on the battle, we lose the battle every time. The word of God says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In other words, if I put flesh on it and I start battling the flesh, let me say this. God loves the sinner. He hates the sin. Amen. So as we're looking at this, he said, when I follow his commandments and serve him with reverence, he says that ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Amen. I'm grateful that I serve a God that protects me. I don't know if you saw the picture today that I put on this morning for Greatest Freedom Ministries. There was this, I found this picture, and there was this rainbow and the lights of this rainbow, and there was a covering of it. And the Lord was speaking to my heart about umbrella protection and how he protects us, and that he gives us a wonderful assurance policy, not insurance, assurance. And I put that song on there, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Come on now. Amen. We have some of the greatest assurance in Christ Jesus that we're protected. But he says in Deuteronomy chapter 10. Now, Moses is writing to Israel. And the Lord reminded us again in Romans chapter 11, the natural branch was broken off so the unnatural branch could be grafted in. Do you think God would expect more of Israel than he does of you? It's a question. What's Israel missing? Jesus. Because of the rebellion, what are they going to go through? Tribulation. They're going to go through a time of Jacob's trouble. All right? I don't know about you, but I don't want to go through the times of Jacob's trouble. I want to be a quick learner. Amen? But he says in Deuteronomy, we're talking about serving the Lord, chapter 10, verse 12. And he says, and now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but the fear of the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I commanded thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's thy God, the earth also with all that therein is. Amen. So we're looking at bringing service unto the Lord. And he reminded me of that where the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians 6. I was speaking to the Lord was speaking to my heart. About speaking his word. And we're in a time and a season in our world where there's more people preaching opinions than God's word. Hello? And man's opinion will never change you. Man's opinion will never transform your life. It's only by the pure, unadulterated word of God. It's his word that transforms us and changes us. It's a miracle of it because it's spoken by God, and when we apply it, it has an effect. And he says, and the apostle is warning the church at Ephesus. He said in Ephesians 6, and we're serving the Lord, not with eye service, verse number 6, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as unto the Lord and not to men. I don't know about you, but I want to be a God pleaser, not a man pleaser. I don't want to tell you, a lot of times I can't tell you what you want to hear. I've got to tell you what you need to hear. But understand that the Lord loves you and he has a plan in your life. And as he speaks the word, it's only his word that will help you to overcome and to be victorious, and no matter what you're facing. God wants you to know in this time that we're in, when things are shaking all around you and things are chaotic and things are crazy, he's the stability in the midst of the storm. He's the peace, the perfect peace that surmounts all of our understanding, that guards our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. He is saying to you and I today, hey, and things are being shaken, but some things are going to remain. His kingdom is solid. It's an everlasting kingdom. Then he talks about the sanctity. And when he was speaking about sanctity, it's the reverence, the honor. You know, he calls for us to honor him, to reverence him. We serve a holy God. Amen. So in Psalms 33, God reminds us again in verse number 6. He says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the desires of his people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Amen. And God has a plan for this generation. God has a plan for this people. I don't know about you, but things are going to be getting to look a little different. They're not going to look like they used to look. Amen. I mean, there's been people in this world that the adversary has held prison, that he scarred them and beat them up, but he's breaking the prison chains and the doors. He's opening the prisons and they're coming out, and they're going to be a mighty army of God. They might not look like we thought they should look, but the power of God's going to be upon them and in them and through them, and going to do mighty exploits for the kingdom of God, because God takes what the enemy meant for evil and he turns around and uses it for his glory and for his honor. And then we're going through a test. God said, your test is becoming your testimony. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Things are going to look a little different. I don't know about you, but I want to get excited again for the things of God. Hallelujah. How many times do we don't serve a dull God. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a God that's alive, a God that's well, a God that called you by your name and anointed you and appointed you for a time such as now. And God says, will you answer the call on your life? Will you arise and shine and let my light shine in you and let my glory rest upon you, says the Lord? Will you be who I called you to be? The world can never make you. The world can never show you. The world will never be you. You're in this world. You're not of this world. I called you and set you apart for a time such as now, and it's time for my children, the ones that I called, to rise up. And as you rise up, you'll see the enemy begin to scatter. You thought that he had a root here and he had a root there, but I'm going to break those roots. I'm going to pull them up from the ground, and there will not be growing there again. That thing that has passed away, where I said old things shall pass away, behold, all things shall become new. That old thing ain't coming back no more. That old thing is being in the grave. It's buried, it's dead, and you're not going to speak to it any longer. Don't give it any life. Don't breathe on it. Don't try to resuscitate it. Don't try to bring life back to that thing that I called to be dead. Hallelujah. Tell that thing that's been trying to get on you to get behind you, has no place in front of you. Go ahead and tell it to get behind you in Jesus' name. Amen. That thing that tries, constantly comes back and try to hold you prisoner. Amen. It's that same old demon, that same old thing. He always comes back. You said, my house has been clean. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I think we're in the right place at the right time and the right purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you just hear what the Lord said to you? You know what you should say? Come on, thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. It can't have an effect unless you receive it. It can't have an effect unless you receive it. Cause and effect, cause and effect, cause and effect. If you don't receive it, it's not going to do nothing for you. Hallelujah. You got to say, oh, that word was for me. I'm going to take it, I'm going to digest it, and I'm going to run with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Can we get happy in God's house? Amen. Can we get happy in here? Amen. I don't know about you, but if I've read the book and hell's an awful place and God delivered me out of it, hallelujah. I don't know about you. If you never did another thing for me, what he did for delivering me out of hell is enough. Hallelujah. But he hasn't done yet. Amen. He says to you and I in Psalms 89. Somebody said one time, I'm too loud. I don't know what it is. When I get excited, I get loud. And I thought about it one time. The devil and demons are hard of hearing. Listen to me. I'm speaking the revelation of the Holy Spirit, the God, to you. They're hard of your hearing. They don't want to listen to you. And sometimes you got to lift your voice. Sometimes you got to be someone that shouts that never shouted before. Sometimes you got to do something. You got to step outside of that box and that thing that you've been in. Have you been doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome? What do they call that? They call it insanity, right? God's saying for you to do something you've never done before, to step out of that box. Sometimes you need a shout. When you get up tomorrow morning, just shout, "Hey, thank you, Jesus." Your spouses and your loved ones might look at you a little bit different. Amen. But don't you think that you are different? Hallelujah. And if you can't get excited about Jesus, how are you expecting your loved ones and your family members, the ones you're trying to minister to, get excited about someone you're not excited about? Hello? I don't know about you. Amen? You hear what I'm saying? So he says to us in Psalms 89, verse number 5. He says, "And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, and the Lord thy faithfulness, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? And who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness around about thee?" And last thought here is in Psalms 111. He says in verse number 9, "He sent redemption unto his people and have commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." What the Lord is saying to us in closing today is shaken but standing. We're standing because we serve a kingdom that is solid. It is strong. We're serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And this, the sanctify the Lord in your heart. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you the hope of the reason that's in your heart. You know, God says, this is our stance. Our stance, he says in our text today, for our God is a consuming fire. And so many times when people look at a consuming fire, they look at a fire of the end time, fire and brimstone coming. But God says, by the fire and the power of my Holy Spirit, I'll burn up the sin. I'll burn up the things that you know, fire purifies. This is a purifying fire. And God wants to consume those things that are not of him. But one thing about the Lord that we serve, he'll never force himself on anyone. God will not make you and I do anything. He opens up the door, he opens up the avenue, and he makes the way. It's up to you and I to take the steps. Amen? I don't know about you, but that's the kind of God I want to serve. Amen? So what God is saying to you and I today in closing is simply this, that, hey, things are shaking all around you. He's the solidness in the midst of the storm. He's the strong, the strength. That as we serve Him, you know, we're doing things to glorify Him, not to glorify us. To bring Him glory, to bring Him honor. And God is calling for us. He gave me a word for this coming year. Run with the sun in 2021. And He's calling on the 14th. There's a team meeting on Thursday. It's on a Thursday night at 6:30. That God's going to establish some things. God's going to do some things. God's doing some great things. He's got some great things for this next year. If you look back to what the Lord said in 2020, He said 2020 was going to be a year of change. Boy, did you witness some change in our world? God is establishing things for an end-time harvest of souls, I really believe with all my heart. Amen. He wants to strengthen us and get us ready and armed and ready for battle. We're going into community. This community belongs to the kingdom of God. It belongs to the Lord. And I'll tell you what, I've seen things being shifted and things being moved in the spirit realm. And recognize that everything happens in the spirit before it manifests itself in the natural. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So I encourage you to get that date down, but He says that we serve a strong kingdom. We're bringing honor to Him, but we're allowing Him to transform our lives. That's the sanctity. The sanctity. That's the sanctify, the purify. God's purifying us. He is a holy God. Amen? And what God has given you isn't for you. It's for someone else. You hear me? I'll say it again, and I'll say it over and over again. We need one another. Because God never gave anyone everything, but He gave everything to everyone. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to seek the Holy Spirit, how He wants to close this today. Do you hear what He's saying? You hear what He's saying? I'd like for you to raise your hands. Now, would you stand? Keep your hands lifted. You're not lifting them to me, you're lifting them to the Father which is in heaven. Father, You see every man and woman in this room today, Father God. Father, I thank You, Lord, for each and every one. Father, I thank You for the anointing that's upon their lives, Father God. I thank You for the gifts of God that are irrevocable, that do not change, Father God. Spirit of God, You're stirring in our hearts and lives. You reminded us that You called us for a time such as now. And Father, our prayer today is that You would arise in and through us and that the enemy would be scattered in Jesus' name. Father, as Your purifying fire is ministering to hearts and lives, You're not showing me their sins. You're showing them. And Father God, Your word tells us just to ask You to forgive us, to repent. So Father, I thank You, Father God, that You're the author and finisher of our faith. We're grateful that he that's begun a good work in each and every one of us is faithful to see it through to completion. That you never start something you don't finish. So, Father God, I pray that you reach each and every one of us right where we're at, but love on us so much that you don't leave us there, that you take us from glory to glory, even as by your Spirit. Father, I speak to bodies right now in the name of Jesus. I speak, your word says that every weapon formed against them shall not prosper. I bind the weapons that the adversary has formed against your children, Father God. Weapons that have brought sickness and disease. Weapons that have brought bondage. Father, you set the captives free. You've opened the prison doors. So, Father God, I thank you for divine healing, for bodies, for minds, for souls, and for spirits in Jesus' name. And your word also declares that he that has begun a good work is faithful to see it through. We're grateful for the good reports. Whose report are we going to believe? We will believe the report of the Lord. So, Father, we stand on your word and we give you praise and glory. We ask these things and give you praise for them in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen.